Hello, everybody in Audio Boo Land. It's Matt here, working for Edified Access, providing a positive tech support experience. I haven't been providing enough positive tech support experiences lately, and I'm about to go under. That being said, it was time to look at options. I was browsing in Audio Boo, and I discovered in their business section, they had a whole channel thingamajig about crowdsource funding, which is an excellent idea. People get rewarded for donating money to startup businesses to help get them off the ground. Business might need some money for advertising. They don't quite have enough to do it. So people give donations, great and small, anything from $5, $10, $20 on up. And it may not be much, but a whole bunch of people giving little bitty donations can really pay off. And a business can have enough money to advertise, sell more of their product, and thus make even more money and give back to the crowdsource funding community in return. That is my goal. Here's why I'm coming out to rant, murmur, complain. On Indiegogo.com, IndieGogo.com, seemed to be pretty legitimate from the looks of it. Bunches of people have used it. That's where the whole crowdsource funding thing seems to be happening. People put in their business ideas, they get donations, and they eventually give back to the community. I thought, what a fun idea for Edified Access. Let's get the word out there. People know about Edified Access, positive tech support experience. They're able to donate money, get rewarded, get some free tech support out of it because of their donation. All that was fine until it came time to finish filling out the data and submit. A couple of accessibility barriers. Thing number one, the stuff to put in your bank info. All mumbled and jumbled up. All kind of crammed into a frame somewhere from the looks of it. I tested all this out on four browsers. Safari on the Mac and iPhone. Internet Explorer and Firefox on Windows. With JAWS and NVDA and the two versions of VoiceOver, iOS and Mac. And they all run into the same issues. The buttons to save the changes to the forms being filled out. The Save Changes buttons did not work. They were readable but not clickable. Thus, when I got done filling out all the info, all the perks and rewards I would give for various amounts of money donated to the Edified Access campaign, I spent an hour filling all that out, and lo and behold, it won't let me submit the data. Terrible accessibility issue. So, I email their support about it. Less than a minute later, I get an email back with a little, let's just call it a support ticket number. 2 to 3 hours later, on my iPhone, I get an email back. A very generic response. What was the error? Where is it found? Send us the link. And I already told them what their errors were. They were accessibility errors. They are global accessibility errors found in every campaign submission page. I described to them what buttons were not working, and this is the kind of generic response email I get back. This crowdsource idea is a great idea, but this is poorly implemented and loaded with accessibility issues. That's what I'm talking about right now. You can tell when something is a ripoff. Those of you who think about getting involved in network marketing schemes, listen up. They're mostly scams, and here's why. Most of the time, their office backends are not accessible. It's not good for you. And they lack the ability to securely maintain one's personal data.